Let's find out a little bit more about the thoughts of Bruce Williamson of Rail Future. Bruce, very good morning to you.
Morning, James.
I didn't expect a Conservative minister with a majority knocking on the door of nationalisation. Is the franchise, Northern Rail, performing that badly?
Well, yes. I think it certainly has been a very poor performer. That's why I think the Tory government are saying, well, you know, one of the things we could do is just nationalise it. But I think it's a sort of populist move that doesn't necessarily solve any problems, because what you're doing is you're simply transferring the same sort of set of problems from the sort of the public sector to the state sector. The reasons why Northern is performing so badly are sort of quite complex, but they are partly down to bad management, certainly, but also they've been affected by failed deliveries by Network Rail and private suppliers and so on. So they are slightly pass the buck. And so, as I say, if you nationalise it tomorrow, same crew, same rolling stock, same timetable, same managers, different owner, isn't going to solve anything.
Right, so what are the problems which Northern Rail face?
Well, they have a shortage of staff, they have a shortage of rolling stock, and they have some new rolling stock which is sort of unusable because some parts of some lines haven't been electrified yet when they were promised they would be by Network Rail. Some new rolling stock hasn't been delivered because of late delivery by a private supplier. And as I said, you know, if you're talking about the same staff, if there are any degrees of staff shortage or staff incompetence, they also get carried over to a nationalised entity.
Presumably due to state sort of subsidy rules, perhaps driven by the EU, it means that they can't just pile in and say, here, have some money.
Well, they could do, and it might end up costing a bit of money to do that. But whilst, generally speaking, we would welcome investment in the railway, I think, again, throwing money at it doesn't necessarily solve the problem, because it's down to sort of, you know, failed management and failed project delivery. So we're sort of, I don't know, there's a whole load of problems which are the sort of consequences of failure that, you know, it's difficult to pick up the pieces, really.
And then where does this leave the government's strategy? Should they go down the nationalisation route for Northern Rail? There are plenty of other franchises which are a bit of a mess. Does that indicate that maybe this is the plan?
Well, I think also Southwestern has been a troubled franchise, and there was talk very recently that they might simply just walk away and leave the government to pick up the pieces, in which case they would have to, you know, nationalise Southwestern as well, bringing what they call the operator of last resort to pick up the pieces to keep the trains running. But clearly this government, well, you know, there does seem to be sort of fairly broad agreement that franchising in its current form isn't working. So in the next, well, hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll see the Williams Review come up with suggestions for that. But I think the Conservatives, you know, not surprisingly, being ideologically wedded to the free market, are very, very reluctant to nationalise anything, you know, and it's seen, I think, by then as a temporary thing, a last resort thing, and until they can be reprivatised.
I mean, this is one of those situations where one wonders what the overall policy of government will be. On the basis that Northern franchises are tremendously important in terms of infrastructure for the government's plan to, I suppose, bring all those borrowed votes onto their own books over the course of the next few years. If they get this wrong, a lot of people are going to be very angry. What does the government do? I mean, are they going to have to provide significant funding, whether it remains private or public, or are they going to have to change the strategy?
Well, certainly, you know, yeah, there is urgent investment needed in the north generally. Northern Powerhouse Rail, we call it, a sort of a big project to improve the railways. The political strategy, you sort of wonder about, really. I mean, every government wants the railways to run and to run properly. I suppose there's a limit to how much you can do and how much money you're prepared to spend, and how much you need to spend in order to preserve those votes. I can't remember what it was about, but I was reading already the sort of rumours of the planned investment in the north, the government very quickly sort of backtracking on that. So, I don't think anything's certain.
And if you were writing that policy for Grant Shapps, because it's clear that the government is a little bit of sixes and sevens over this, what would your policy be?
Well, I suppose I'd like to look at the bigger picture. And this is the problem, of course, because governments tend to have very, very short-term policy aims, which coincide with the electoral cycle. When it comes to the railways, what the railways need is sustained long-term investment. It's a very sort of long-term gain. And what we tend to get is instability and feast and famine, which is no good for anyone. But of course, politicians being politicians, they want a quick fix, and that's why unpopular rail franchises performing badly, let's nationalise it. And like I say, it's not that in itself doesn't solve anything with Northern.
Okay, but then if I'm asking and I'm saying, right, okay, to Grant Shapps, who's going to be peering in front of his fellow MPs with his transport policy, what does he do? In terms of major policy announcements, do you think that he should significantly increase the budgets which are available to rail infrastructure and development?
Well, naturally, being a rail campaigner, I'd love to say yes. There is also talk of a fund for reopening of lines, which, I'll believe it when I see it, really. We're looking at a national network which is bursting at the seams, where passenger numbers have doubled in the last, 15 or 20 years or so. So there is a desperate need for extra capacity, and many line reopenings would be very welcome and very viable.
Right. Well, we're still in the dark as to one of the other major policies that has been on the discussion hopper for some while. HS2, do you think he's likely to scrap it? Or continue with it?
I think they will continue with it because they have to save face, really. I think there's a lot of political capital invested in it already, but I think what they'll be looking at ways to downgrade the project and find ways of saving money. So they might simply commit to building it as far as Birmingham and then sort of kick it into the long grass. Sort of downgrade the scope of it a bit, have slower trains or fewer trains or whatever, to try and save money. But I think that's my best guess, even though there is quite some pressure, I think, on the Tory benches to scrap it. There are many Tory MPs who don't like it at all, and I think indeed some Tory ministers who don't like it at all. But whether they'll scrap it or not, I think, like I say, that's a step too far. It'll be a downgrade rather than a scrap, I reckon.
There we go, Bruce. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's Bruce Williamson of Rail Future talking about Northern Rail and also the prospects for HS2.